This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back.
Well, picked up win number one in game number one at St. Lawrence on Saturday, 27-0 the score. What do you take out of this game in game one?
I think anytime you go into game one, you're trying to see what your team is all about coming out of preseason and obviously spring practice in the summer. And I was happy the way we performed. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff we can still work on from game one to game two, like every team in the country. But I think all three phases played well, and very happy, especially to get a win on the road, start the season.
Coach, I picked up and watched the live stream, but I didn't pick it up until late in the second quarter. So I clicked it on, and right away, there's a big, long St. Lawrence pass down into Endicott territory, down near the 20. But you held him to close out the half. So I figured you didn't want me watching anymore. Not that I'm overly superstitious, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no offense. I'm glad you stopped watching. but we could stop watching. We had to watch. Yeah, the defense, I think they've crossed the 50 maybe twice throughout the game. They did a great job and did a good job on first down and kept in some long yardage situations. And we were able to, to go back to start the game. We got the ball and went down the field and kicked a field goal and got some points early. And, a lot of field position. We had some positive yards on first down, so that was definitely helpful and established a run game.
As far as a player note or two, Coach, was there someone that contributed? I mean, when you put players out on the field, you expect them to contribute. But were there any surprises as to who contributed and how they contributed on Saturday?
Well, I think offensively, Clayton Morangi started. Mike and Graff here started middle to the end of the year. So Clayton, got the start for this game. And I thought he did a very good job, distributing the ball and using his legs as a weapon. Obviously, you're going to have the usual guys of Shane Elwood, Anthony Bracamonte, but I think offensively up front, I think our offensive line did a very good job, and then A.J. Caginelli did a very good job running the ball. He's kind of been a backup so far, but for him to come in, he had a great summer in preseason and is in great shape, and he did a good job on the offense side of the ball. And then defensively, we talked about Colin Maropoulos and Hector Johnson, but, Matt Latrell did an unbelievable job at linebacker, replacing, Tim Russell, who was, a very good player for us last year. And Matt came in, made all the calls, and I think he, led the team in eight tackles or something close to that. And Alfino Davis playing corner for the first time in a game did very well, too. And so I think every year you're going to have new players join in, but I think some of those guys, their first game experience, is very pleased with their efforts.
Before I ask you about Friday's game, Coach, as you look around college football, in particular in Division III, anything stand out in Week 1 and you're watching the scoreboard, so to speak?
I think, we're just talking about as a staff this morning. I think, game one, even as a coach, are you in coaching shape? You make those decisions. Do you go for it? Do you punt? Do you whatever? And I think the biggest thing we were worried about as well is special teams. I think most of the college games you watch is some special team issues, and I thought our special teams played great. Ryan Smith hit two field goals and extra points, but Quentin Fox, I think he averaged almost 47 yards a punt. He had a long of 65, which went from our 19 to their almost 17-yard line. It changed the whole field position right before the half, which was a huge play. And then, Anthony Bracamonte making those catches for the hidden yardage of not losing them on the fair catch on punt. I think the special teams would be one of the biggest things.
Gotcha. Okay, WPI Friday on the road out in Worcester there. So what is the preview and the look at this game on Friday?
Very good team, very sound team. They just beat Worcester State 56-21, who we scrimmaged the week before as well. So, we played them last year. We were down 21-0 last year. So they came out, played very well. We did come back and win, but obviously, that could have went either way as you watch the film, like most of our games last year. So shorter week for us. They played Friday night, so they have the extra day. Shorter week for us as players and coaches, but, excited to have a, Friday night game and looking forward to it.
Yeah. What do they present that's kind of unique? Heavy run, heavy pass? What is it?
They're very multiple. They've already done a good job of giving different looks each week versus what you've seen, especially offensively. They'll come out and do multiple stuff or formations or schemes and things like that, and they do a good job of getting, you know, their players, their best players, the ball. And I think up front they've always been tough, sound football players. You know, they're going to be in the right spot at the right time.
Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Endicott football?
No, I think that's pretty much all I have this week, Bill.
We got it. All right, Coach, thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yep, Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College here on MSONewsSports.com.